Cuomo has held 10 events in 8 days, including gathering local government leaders and business groups to the Capitol to demonstrate support for his idea to create the tax-free zones at public colleges, some private universities, and some state-owned properties.
This is a game changer in that the area is so large, it can transform the dynamic of the upstate economy.
The governor is also using funds from the state Democratic Party to air television ads.
But now there's hope because of Governor Cuomo's bold new proposal. It will create dozens of tax-free areas with millions of square feet all across upstate New York, tax-free.
The tax-free zone plan has not been universally praised, though.
Cuomo's got another special giveaway to business.
Again?
The state's largest public workers union, the Civil Service Employees Association, is out with counter ads of its own.
Is Cuomo making it sound like a good thing for the rest of us?
Of course.
Well, he's really spinning it.
The CSEA's Steve Madeira says Cuomo's plan would unfairly create a two-tiered tax system in the state for both individuals and businesses and would point New York in a dangerous direction.
We believe that the foundation of democracy is actually based on people having confidence that there's some fairness in the system. And when we start creating special employees who don't pay taxes while everyone else has to pay what's right, then we're really creating an imbalance here.
He admits that union members rely on public taxes for their salaries, but he says the CSEA workers also pay taxes, too. Madeira says Cuomo's intense focus on the tax-free plan is political. He says the governor wants to boost his poll ratings with upstate voters, where Cuomo has been faltering recently.
Certainly the governor has a lot of pressure on him to deliver on the economy. And as he's looking forward to his reelection next year, he knows that he's vulnerable on that issue.
Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi, in a statement, says it's the union that is part of the problem and has contributed to upstate New York's long economic decline. He says Governor Cuomo's tax-free zones would reverse that trend. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.